Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Tommy talked last night in the postgame how important that first goal was for you late in the first period. Failed to ask you how equally important that second one was early on in the second period. You know, it's one of your team objectives. Don't give up goals last 2 minutes, first 2 minutes. How big is kind of doubling up on a team in a game like last night?
Well, I mean, you want to close that gap, and we closed the gap in the second, and that's what we talked about between the first and second. After we got that first one with a minute two left in the first, at least, you know, it's a different mindset going into the locker room. We talked about just winning the period. If we win this period, guys, we're in pretty good shape, because at worst we're going to be down one going into the third, and we'll take that on the road. That's kind of how we addressed it, and you know, that's what happened.
Has those two things, don't give up goals and want to score goals late and early in periods, have those always been in your team objectives, and why were those added way back when?
Well, they're everybody's. I don't think we're unique to it. It's just I don't care what sport it is, but when you give up a goal late in the period or early, it's just deflating. It's just deflating both ways, and it's tough for the bench. It's tough for psychologically for you. So it's just kind of to me, it's just kind of psychology 101, sports psychology 101. That I don't care if it's football, you know, late in. I don't know if there's an analogy in baseball, Schultz. I guess I don't know that. Basketball might be a little different, but in hockey, when you don't score a lot, or football, you know, late in the quarter, or late in the half, or late in the fourth, or you know, right away that you march down, or, you know, at first, you know, your first set of downs or whatever. So it's just one of those things that obviously psychology, it's not great for the psyche.
I know that hits used to be one of your team objectives. The game has changed. Some of your objectives have had to be evolved as well. How have, you know, what you want to accomplish night in and night out changed as the game has?
Well, I still want hits. I want hits, but I just want to make sure, too, that we have to be smart about our hits. But I want, you know, our hitting is probably more calculated right now, where we want to stick on the ice. I always say stick puck man. You know what, keep your stick on the ice. You know what, stick on puck and then hit the man. You know, and it's too many times what happens is that when we want to finish our check, our stick is off the ice. Well, like last night, we got a penalty. I don't know if it was elbow or, you know, we got, but I can't remember what the penalty was, whether it was interference or an elbow. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line was, if the stick was on the ice, we never would have got the penalty. Conversely, what's happening is that people can make plays. If your stick is off the ice, they're going to make a play underneath you, across from you, or on top of you. So by going, again, you know what, stick first on the puck and on the man, you're doing everything. You're eliminating the man. The last thing you're doing is you're eliminating the man. You're contesting the puck. You're eliminating any type of pass or any type of play they want to make.
Last night was the first one that I can remember this year where Jackson Jutting wasn't your leading faceoff guy. Jake McClain was. What is it when your fourth line guy can win faceoffs and just get the fourth line starting on offense? How does that make that line better the whole night?
Well, they play honest. And when you play honest, good things happen. And that's, you know, what happens is your fourth line usually plays honest, and you got to get everybody to play honest. And that was the, you know, basically, again, that was the gist of the meeting this morning, was everybody's got to play honest, just not a certain amount of guys. And, you know, you have to have grit before skill. You can't worry about who gets the points. You just got to worry about the process and the standard of play.
Austin Jopy is finally healthy. He's got 3 assists already this year. How does his, for lack of a better term, stick-to-itiveness resonate in that locker room?
Well, he's got to work hard. That's the one thing he has to stick. You know, he has to play his game. And when he plays his game, he's fine. And, you know, what he did that last night, and he's got to be physical. He's got to play a north-south game. He's got to take care of the puck. He's got to be in front of the net. He's got to keep pucks low. He's got to get pucks out, get pucks deep. And when he does that, he's a catalyst for that line.
More with Coach Cerruti when we come back. Her pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerruti. It seems like I've asked you an awful lot of questions about 3-on-3 this year, but we've been in a lot of those games. I'm going to talk a little philosophy for you. A lot of coaches will go 1 defenseman, 2 forwards. If I'm reading kind of who you're putting out there this year, are you kind of approaching 3-on-3 as positionless hockey, where you just want to put 3 of your best guys out there?
It is positional in hockey, so that's why do what you think is right. There's not a right or a wrong. Now, I've never put 3 forwards or 3 D out there, but quite honestly, it's just a sprint. It's unconventional. It's a break. It's kind of a skills competition. It's not really hockey, so don't worry about conventional hockey in three-on-three because it's not.
What skill sets are you trying to match together with those three guys?
A lot of it's just speed. You know, a lot of it's speed. But, you know, then you might take a guy who can shoot the puck with a guy who can. The biggest thing is, like I said, speed first, because if you get speed, you're going to get some separation. You're going to get some space. So once you have some space, you're going to either get a shot or your ability of making a play. So you want guys that can think alike. They're like-minded. Guys who can think alike, some guys who can shoot, some guys who can make a play, some guys who can create space. And then, and you got your personnel. I mean, your personnel is your personnel. Maybe all the guys don't fit that criteria because you got what you got. But that's kind of the mindset that I have, and we're 1-3, so I don't know if it's working.
I was actually going to ask you about time and space. It's funny you brought it up. Game winner Connor Milburn just stayed wide, kept getting space. How important is that in 3-on-3?
Well, obviously you want to try to get space, because the more space you have, you don't necessarily need to shoot either. It's all about possession. If you don't like what you see, you can cut back. You can bring the puck back into the neutral zone. There's just a lot of flexibility, Schulze, with 3-on-3. And again, like, I'm going to go back to what I said a little earlier. It's unconventional. There's certain things that you can't do 5-on-5 that you can do 3-on-3. So bring it back. You can get some support. You want to re-enter the zone. You know, you got to do what you got to do, and to give yourself the best opportunity of generating some offense.
How difficult is it to walk the line of, I want to be aggressive, because if you are aggressive, good things are going to happen. But if you're too aggressive, you can get burned and you're in trouble.
True, but I wish we were a little more aggressive last night on their goal. I mean, I think we could have pressured the puck, got on top of the puck early, and we didn't do that. We neglected to just kind of back up, and I didn't want that. But as long as you're above the puck, as long as you're above the man, you're fine. You can recover, and we got to maintain a little. We got to maintain a little pressure right there when we can. And if you can't, then you got to bail out and wedge and keep pucks. You know, keep yourself to the middle, and eventually just try to get. You got to get the puck back. You got to get the puck back. Once they have it, you got to get it back. Now, how do you get it back? Now you got to be smart. You got to watch defensively on what you do. But usually, again, Schulze, there's a mistake. There's a mistake, and usually that mistake turns into a goal. And last night necessarily wasn't a mistake, but we probably didn't read the situation properly.
Not talking overtime, I'm talking the whole game last night. Below the goal line, along the wall, or at the blue line, where were you best last night?
Well, when we played down low, when our ground game was, we established our ground game, I thought, halfway through the second period, which we talked about, you know, the whole week, the entire week, there's a lot of room behind their net, and we felt that we could establish our ground game. And once we did, we had a lot of time of possession, and we scored a goal.